I think it would be appropriate to start off talking about what brought about the challenge that the Shakespeare Festival is currently facing, David. And that has a lot to do with the fact that as we were preparing our budget for this current fiscal year, which began July 1st, the festival's board and staff realized that we were looking at a potentially significant budget shortfall. And we had a couple of months to scramble to try to raise some revenue. We had a period of time as well at that point to try to look at the budget and see how we could make some budget reductions. But even in the process of that, it remained clear that we were looking at a shortfall that in reality could be as much as $300,000. And that's a significant amount of money. So on the 30th of July, the Shakespeare Festival's board decided to suspend operations. What a difficult decision that was. And yet it was made with an eye, I would say, preemptively to make every effort to find a way to sustain the Shakespeare Festival so that it did not amass such an amount of debt that would potentially close its doors forevermore. So we made some difficult decisions in reducing the Shakespeare Festival staff. We also made a decision as we entered this new fiscal year to not produce our plans for Macbeth, to not do our annual production of A Christmas Carol. So we limited our operations in a substantial way. And we're basically operating on a reduced or limited basis during this, what I would call, David, transitional period in the company's history.
And then I want to go back because this is, well, since I've been here, the second transitional period you all have been through, was it 2010? There was a brief suspension?
Yes. That was brought about by the loss of a significant grant that we had been receiving for approximately a decade from the state of North Carolina through the Department of Cultural Resources. That had a fair amount to do with the challenging recession that I believe began in 2008. It was one of the things that fell out of the state's effort to try to make its coffers balance appropriately. So we lost such a significant amount of money in excess of $200,000 that we did not have the time, David, to make up those funds. So we ended up canceling our plans for a Shakespeare production that year.
And then yes. I had the following year, I had the chance to chat with the then new executive director, I want to say Will Elder.
That's correct.
He was brought on. What was the restructuring then, and what was his role in that then?
We had an opportunity that began our fiscal year that began 2011, July 2011. We had a donor family that made a very generous grant to the North Carolina Shakespeare Festival that gave us the opportunity to achieve what we felt were some critical goals. Number one was to do some restructuring administratively by bringing in a president and CEO, and that is Will Elder, as you just pointed out a little while ago. We also had an opportunity with this donor family's support to provide the Shakespeare Festival and our new leader, President and CEO Will Elder, with key staff in the area of development in terms of grants, annual fund development, full-time bona fide marketing director, support for the marketing director, administrative support. We had those funds provided by this donor family that allowed the Shakespeare Festival to significantly enhance its administrative structure so that we could address the tremendous challenge that anyone who certainly works in the not-for-profit world, and in particular the arts world, is keenly aware of, and that's the challenge of raising funds day in, day out. So that donor family's grant had everything to do with our making this fairly substantial enhancement to the structure of the NC Shakes organization.
How do you then readjust? Because clearly that didn't quite work out in terms of the fundraising ability there moving forward then from that decision? What needs to happen?
Well, I think that we're at a point where the concept of, so to speak, resetting the organization seems to have some value. It's a challenging place to be, as you can well imagine, particularly after having had a fairly meaningful history over a period of 36 years, particularly after having established a brand in the North Carolina Shakespeare Festival that, as theater goes, as professional theater goes, I think is perhaps one of the most, if not the most, recognizable in the entire state of North Carolina. So we're at a point right now where we have to really look carefully at how we can come back in a way that addresses the challenge of sustainability and at the same time, and as critical, sustains the company's commitment to excellence. Because programming in and of itself, while one might say it has value, for us, our commitment has always been to produce programming and productions at a very high level, a level that really resonates with students and teachers and the general public that have come to expect excellence from the work that we're doing. We've reduced our staff substantially by 75%, David. It is a very, very small staff right now. We've engaged with our board of trustees in trying to develop a plan. We're calling it, as a working title, most appropriately, the Phoenix Project. We dare to hope that, like the Phoenix, the Shakespeare Festival will emerge from its challenges and travails stronger than it was before. We're recognizing that we have to look at our mission and adjust it as we feel is necessary. And to that extent, I think as people see the Shakespeare Festival moving forward, they're going to see that we're going to be focusing more than ever before on the role of theater in education. And so we feel very strongly that we're going to be moving pretty significantly and doing more and more educational activity in positioning even our Shakespeare productions more and more from the point of view of their power as an educational tool. Even A Christmas Carol is going to fall into that vision of the role of an arts organization, not only in inspiring the human spirit and soul, but also being a really practical tool that brings about achievement among young people in their formative years of development. I think one of the things that we have recognized, too, is that we have got to explore a partner. We really think that the Shakespeare Festival's potential to remain or become more sustainable than ever before, to achieve a high level of artistic excellence and educational value, is going to require that we find a partner, of course, in our state. We're not certain of who that would be, perhaps another arts organization, perhaps an educational institution, but we really think that we have got to do that. And I think, David, that this all speaks as well, too, to the fact that in this very challenging environment economically, arts organizations are being forced to rethink themselves. And I feel that the whole model for how certainly theater organizations have operated over the past, let's say, 50 years in North Carolina and in our country begs the question of, well, what have we really accomplished during this period of time? And do we really need to actually reshape in a significant way a whole model for how we move forward in terms of serving our communities as best we possibly can? I think what you have is an environment today where arts organizations have a keen responsibility to make sure that the work that they're doing is of value to the communities that they're serving, that it really resonates with the communities that they're serving. And I think that that is somewhat of a significant shift in the way arts organizations even 20 years ago were operating, where, you know, I want to do this, I want to do that. Now, some arts organizations are positioned in environments where they have that wonderful opportunity to just explore their potential, you know. But a lot of arts organizations, I would say the preponderance of them in our country, are in much smaller communities where you don't have that critical mass of passionate devotees who are going to support you regardless. And you've got to really make sure that what you're doing speaks to the various demographic elements that exist within your community, that they speak to the needs of our children in our schools, that they speak to underserved populations. We must be more responsive than ever before, because we ultimately really live or die on how we respond to the community.